Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Google wants China. Will Chinese users want Google? By Tom Simonite. Google CEO Sundar Pichai was upbeat Monday when he told Wired about internal tests of a censored search engine designed to win approval from Chinese officials. It will take more than a government nod for Google to succeed, however. That's not only because of the political tensions raised by President Trump's tariffs on Chinese goods, which analysts say make Google's expansion unlikely. China's competitive and cooling search market doesn't seem to offer much space for a U.S. entrant. Because Google has been absent for years, it has a lot of distance to make up, says Raymond Feng, director of research at Pacific Epic in Shanghai, which tracks China's internet markets. Google declined to comment on its strategy around search in China. Google offered a censored version of its search engine for China's tightly regulated internet between 2006 and 2010. The company shut it down after complaining that its corporate network was subject to a sophisticated attack from inside China, targeting the Gmail accounts of human rights activists. During Google's absence, China's internet population swelled by nearly 70% to 772 million. One challenge for Google is that it knows relatively little about those consumers. The U.S. company is famed for collecting broad data about online activity and mining it smartly to sell ads and improve its services. In China, Google would start with a mostly blank slate compared with local rivals such as the dominant Baidu, which serves about 60% of all searches, says Feng. In recent years, Baidu's closest challengers, Haosuo and Sogou, have succeeded in wresting a portion of China's search market for themselves. But the strategies they've used to do that would not be easy for Google to emulate, says Kai-Fu Lee, who was president of Google in China between 2005 and 2009. The two challengers have grown their user bases by leveraging companion internet products and partnerships with other companies. Haosuo has benefited from an integration with parent company Qihoo 360's web browser, much like Google supports its search offering by integrating it into its own Chrome browser. Chrome dominates outside China, but the browser's download page is blocked by Chinese authorities, like other Google services such as YouTube and Gmail. Sogou has grown in part thanks to an alliance with Tencent, which owns a major stake in the company and integrated the search engine into China's dominant mobile messaging service, WeChat. WeChat has become a powerful multifunctional platform used for shopping, banking, and much more. I spend 90% of my time in WeChat, and my wife spends 98%, Lee says. If you want to do a search, Sogou is right there. Sogo also indexes some WeChat content, giving it a powerful lens into what Chinese internet users are doing. Analyst eMarketer estimates that $25 billion will be spent on search ads in China in 2018, about half as much as in the U.S. However, an English-language Chinese government report on internet trends in 2017 noted that the search engine industry was faced with great pressure of competition, and that revenue and profit growth have been falling. On Monday, Pichai said Google could win Chinese users by providing more reliable information than existing Chinese search engines. He suggested that a cancer patient researching treatments in China today might be poorly served. Today, people either get fake cancer treatments or they actually get useful information, he said. The remark was a pointed reference to a 2016 scandal in which Baidu was investigated by China's government because a student with cancer died after paying for an unproven treatment discovered in a search ad. It's a smart strategy, but not original. When Sogo listed on the New York Stock Exchange in 2017, its filings touted a dedicated healthcare search feature plugged into government-backed health information. Google might benefit from a perception in China that overseas companies can be more trustworthy. One reason many families import baby formula instead of buying local brands. Pichai didn't mention another case study from China's search market his team has probably thought about. While Google has been responding to internal and external protests over its China project, Microsoft's Bing search engine has been quietly serving and censoring search results inside China. Asked about the company's willingness to work with censorship, a Microsoft spokesperson said, "We work to comply with laws around the world while adhering to our strong commitments to human rights." Microsoft launched Bing in China in 2009, tweaking its brand to something closer to Being to avoid sounding like a Mandarin word for sickness. Despite the change and Microsoft's large and long-established research lab in Beijing, the project has not been healthy. Being has never won more than a tiny fraction of Chinese searches. In 2015, Microsoft struck a deal that makes Baidu the default search engine for the Edge browser built into Windows. Charlie Smith, the pseudonymous co-founder of GreatFire.org, a nonprofit that monitors Chinese internet censorship, says it shows that China's internet users don't necessarily see American search engines as an upgrade. The Chinese already have that alternative, and it's terrible, he says.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.